Okay, we're picking up for the Gemara, seven lines on top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph with the beginning of the Lashon of the Gemara. As I mentioned yesterday, we'll discuss the beginning of today's year, the introduction to the second paragraph. We ran through the first Mishnah, and that first Mishnah really is going to discuss something that the Gemara is going to discuss at more at length during the beginning part of this parak. Actually, today's Daf is going to have a lot of Agadata, but the idea of a pase biraos, the well board. So really, in the times of the Mishnah, most of the wells were in a public Rishus HaRabim, and the problem would be if you wanted to take water on Shabbos from these wells and give your camels to drink or you to drink, that would be a problem of taking Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. That would be the Isser derice of carrying. So basically, that really wouldn't be an issue. However, during the times when people were doing Aliyah LaRegel, they would be camping out on the streets, so they really needed this water, and they needed access to this water on Shabbos. So therefore, Chazal allowed Pase Biros, is to have these boards on four sides, these L-shaped boards, to have a big kula, and that was going to be okay. So the big question is that there's two major kulas that this is relying on. First, we normally said that to be a valid mechitza, you need Omed Merubal Aparetz, you need more walled space than open space. And here you have Paretz Merubal Omed, you have more open space. You only have these four little quarter L-shaped wall things, and the rest is the open space, so that is one kula. Second big kula is the fact that normally we don't allow a Paretz to be, a Pirtza to be more than 10 Amos. If it's more than 10 Amos, that's very problematic. And yet over here you allow both of them. So based on that, we see that Papashas, these two things, are going to be only an Isser Derabanan, and therefore Chazal had the ability to waive this Isser Derabanan. Fascinating thing, we seemingly see that it's Derabanan. The Hemshech of the Parak is really going to discuss the Karpev, Shalot Kufadira, an area that is really a Rosh Hashayachid, but it's not made for essential purposes, and that might be a Shaila of a Din Derabanan, of looking like of having the status of a Carmelist. The Gemara is going to discuss this more at length, the Chavtal, the Chavay, we'll get into that later on, okay? So that's the basic introduction. So now we're ready to start the Gemara. Again, our Mishnah had this leniency with regards to Biros when it comes to wells. It's important to note that there's another thing called a boar. When it comes to a boar, that's just more if you have a hole with rainwater collecting in it. That's a boar. A Biros, a well, is the natural, where you have a natural undergrounding water source. That's the difference between a well and a boar, and a boar is more just going to be like a hole with water in it. So the Gemara says, Lema Mesnissin del Chanan. Maybe we should assume that our Mishnah does not follow Shitas Chanan. Why not? The Sana, because it's thought in the Braisa, Osin Pasin Lebor, Bechavalan Shayara, Bechanan Omer, Chavalan Lebor, Aval Lo Pasin. Because the Braisa tells us that you're allowed to make these Pasin, these boards. Again, we're going to see that these L-shaped boards for a bore, for the water there, in order that the people who are doing Aliyah LaRegel can have water and draw water from it. Chaval Hashan ropes for a caravan, which are camping in an open area on Shabbos, so we see it based on the mission of Dalek. But Chanana Omer, Chanana said, Chaval in the bore of Alo Pasin, that you can make rope fences for the water, for the bore in the water, in the hole in the water that you're using, but not Pasin, not allowed to use these L-shaped boards. So our Mishnah says that these L-shaped boards, the Pasi Biros are mutter, Chanana seemingly saying they're Aser. So the Gemara says, no, you don't have to assume Chanana disagrees with the ruling of the Mishnah. If you look at Chanana, you could assume that the Mishnah is consistent with Chanana. He would assume that Bor Lechud and Be'er Lechud. That there's really a Chilek. Chanana doesn't say they're not allowed to use a Be'er. Well, that he's going to agree with. He is only saying that a Bor was problematic. So that is going to be the din of Chanana, maybe because water would dry up in the boar, and therefore since a boar would dry up, maybe he would have a chash that people would have come to accidentally carry the air when there is no water and there's no source of heter. Okay? That's what Chanana says. It's not against the mission necessarily. The Gemara says another reason, another way of saying over what Chanana had said. You can make a deal. The Braisa doesn't teach you Chanana omer osim chaval lebor pasim lebe'er. The Chanana says you can make a rope about it for a well. So mechlad al chanana loshna bor v'loshna be'er. He makes no chiluk between a bor, a hole with a pit with water in it, and a well. So chavala in pasim lan. Also, you only need only a rope, and you can't use these pasim, these L-shaped boards, the four L-shaped boards. To which the Gemara says, leva mas nisim delo chanana. Maybe we should assume that our Mishnah then is not going to be the shita of chananya. So the Gemara says, no, you could assume that even Chananya is going to agree with our Mishnah. He's going to assume that putting these usage for the well is going to be mutter. So then why does he not make the chilek? Because it was a statement of the Tanakama of the Brace that Chananya was replying to, and the Tanakama apparently only was speaking of a case of a boar and not a case of a bear. So therefore Chananya was finding only a case of a boar and not a case of a bear, and really he would make a chilek as well, and therefore a bear would be mutter and not any disagreeing with the Mishnah. The Gemara says, maybe Rabbi Levi wants to look at Rabbi Kiva. Maybe Rabbi Mishnah doesn't follow she does Rabbi Kiva. The son of Rabbi Kiva say. He says, Echa ber Rabban bor Rabban ber yachid osim lehen pasim. Rabbi Kiva is going to see this Mishnah later on. Rabbi Kiva is going to say that when it comes to whether it's a public well or a public bore, a public hole of water, or a private well, you can make these pasim. You can make these boards, as we mentioned, the L-shaped boards of El Bora yachid. However, if you have a private, your own bore, osin lamechitza goas harfacha de Rabbi Akiva, you're not allowed to use a pasi biro. So we see Rabbi Akiva is machmir on this, and seemingly be against the Mishnah. He doesn't allow you a bore shel yachid. So where says vila hafetan le biros? Our Mishnah uses a lashon that it can be made for wells. It sounds like we're bursts in le boros lo. So the Mishnah seemingly saying that for wells you're allowed and for boros not. So this is not going to be the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, who says that you're allowed to use these boros even for a bore. You're not allowed to use, the biraos. Make that filical, but you're not to get confused. Biraos are the L-shaped walls. You're not allowed to make them for, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're not allowed to make them for use. For only Rabbi Kiva, is only going to allow you to use these pasi biros, these L-shaped boards, if it's a public board. But if it's not a public board, it is going to be problematic. So, but again, based on the Mishnah, it sounds like all boros are going to be problematic. Rabbi Kiva says that it's mutter if it's used by the rabbin. Rashi explains because the rabbin will remind each other, to which Rabbi Kiva Eger points to the Gemara and Shabbos that we see where people remind each other of halacha, then we are less inclined to assume they'll make a mistake. So here too, will allow pasi biros, according to Rabbi Akiva, in the case of boros, in the case of the, if you have a hole full of water. So the Gemara says, so really, if you look at Rabbi Akiva, maybe our Mishnah can line up with Rabbi Akiva. Be'er mayim chayim b'psikale. So when a case comes to the spring well, so then it's a pashut din, loshen rabbi, loshen yachid, because the din is no difference, we're going to be makel, katani, so therefore the Mishnah has to teach you the case of Be'er. However, the reason the Mishnah omits the halacha of bor is because bor mechnasin de lo psika like lo ketani, because halacha is not going to be the same. There's a chilek whether it's for rabbim or for yachid according to Rabbi Akiva, and therefore the Mishnah wouldn't stylistically line up to make sense if you say it as bor, because you'd have to make a chilek a dinim, and since the Mishnah wanted to be consistent and not make a chilek a dinim, then the Mishnah would be not teaching you the case of bor, but it would be saying that a bor of a rabbim in a chanami would be mutter, and there's no problem assuming that our Mishnah follows shitas Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara says, Lema must nisin lo ker biyudah ben bava. Maybe our Mishnah shouldn't be the shita of Rabbi Yudah ben bava. The standard that we learn in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yudah ben bava says, Omer enosin pasin ela ber rabbim bilvad. You're only allowed to make these special L-shaped boards for public wells. That's the only situation you'll be allowed to do. Then v'ilu achtar ele biros, whereas the Mishnah teaches you for wells in the pearl, loshna the rabbi, loshna yachid, it doesn't matter if it's for public use or private use, all wells are going to be mutter. Similarly, Rabbi Yudah ben Bava, who says only public wells are going to be against the Mishnah, the Gemara says again, maybe Rabbi Yudah ben Bava would be able to fit the Mishnah. If you look at Rabbi Yudah ben Bava, my biros te alma. When the Mishnah uses the lashon of wells, it means wells in general. It doesn't mean the plural means halachically wells of a rabbi and wells of yach. It just meant wells. Multiple, one well is well, and wells in plural means multiple wells. But in a chanami, they all have to be public wells. They can't be private wells, and the Mishnah would not be problematic with Rabbi Yishita's Rabbi Yudah ben Bava. So then, okay, that's what we learned. All these four sheets, we tried to have four sheets that maybe don't line up with the Mishnah. We answered all four, really can't line up with the Mishnah. The Gemara continues on. The Gemara says, "My diyumadim." What's the lesson of diyumadim? And Mishnah says, "You make arba diyumadim." We have a lesson of dio amadim. That dio is lesson of two, meaning that it really looks like two. As I mentioned, it's the L-shaped. It's a double board because it's L-shaped. It's really going on one end to the other, and therefore, since you have this 90-degree angle post, it's going to be on both sides. That is going to call it a diol, a double board. So now, okay, that's now we have a simen diol lamanuda shavach zonek miskalka b'midah shlosha simen esaveri. Again, these simanim al pikabala apparently have a lot of big things. I think the Shinner Rav specifically on this one says that there's a special sod here that's only going to miskala in Yimosa Mashiach. Fascinating thing based on this, just this mnemonic. Either way, the Gemara Ketiv is done awesome. We learn the Mishnah and the lachas of Demai. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol hashisim p'turin. Rabbi Yehuda says that all of the Rambam translates as these wild figs, that these figs are very inferior. They're going to be exempt from having to take off Demai because we assume that they're so insignificant that the owner wouldn't have any problem, any financial loss. He's not afraid of taking off the proper maestros because they're not so expensive in the first place. And whereas it's chutzmin at the Yofra, however, the Yofra is a special type of figs which are more chashiv. We're afraid he doesn't take off the Demai on those. Magmara says, my devil, what are these Yofra? Mamula, ilemus dio peros bishana. That's why we're bringing this up because it is loshav day, dio, right? I mean, two. They make that there's two types of crops a year. They're able to collect these wild figs. That's the loshon of dio, of the Yofra. Okay? The Gemara now continues. Amar Biyamir Melazar, Dio parts of Panama Adam Rishon. Once mentioned the company of Dio, we're continuing with that. That Adam Rishon had two facial figures. He had the back and the front, and the back of it was Chava, was the woman. Shnemar Achar VeKedem Tzar. Suddenly, the pasuk says, pasuk in Tehillim says, from the back and the front you have formed me, which is implying over here that the Kadosh Baruch Hu had given both a man and female as the original form of Adam Rishon. So the Ramban just asked, the famous Ramban in Brishas, he asks, at the end of the day, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to separate Adam and Chava, so we know that there's no like change of Machshava by Hashem. He's above that. So why didn't he just make it like that? So the Ramban says that this was done to put them together, to give the human nature of a man and a wife, that ideally their coexistence should be forever. However, when it comes to animals, they just mate and run away. That's not by us, because our nature physically is different, that we should have a long-lasting marriage, a very beautiful Ramban. You could have a look at it inside. And where it says, "K'siv ayibin Hashem elokim esateilo," that Hashem built the side of Adam, and he made a woman there, right? Yishol Rav, Yishmol Chadam, are parts of, what does it mean that he created a side? So the man said he created a figure. So there is, according to Rav, doesn't define who it is. But either way, we're saying that man was created, both a man and female figure. That's one sheet. The Chachamim don't know that he had a tail. The Gemara in Brachos is almost verbatim, this entire Shach Matayar, if you remember it from the end of Brachos. Bishlam on the Mandamar parts of that, according to the one who says that it's a figure, I understand that because the Pasuk says, I know to say, Vachar Vekedem Tzeresani. The Pasuk says that Akash Baruch Hu, from the back and the front, you have for me, the man is created from a double figure, as we mentioned. Elamai Damar Zanav, but according to one who says that it's a tail, my Akhar Vekedem Tzeresani doesn't mean from the back and the front that Akash Baruch Hu has formed me. Says the Gemara, Kedaviyami, like Kedaviyami, I taught us, Demar Rabami, Akhar, Lamai Sidrashis, Vekedem the Puranus. It was the animal, they're not animal, the man was the last, we were the last things to be created, and we were the first ones to sin and be punished. The Gemara says, where do we see that they were the first ones to be punished? Bishlam Ma'akal the Maestro Gracious, the last one to be created, I get. Deloedreg Admash was, we were created right before in Erev Shabbos. Elav Ekedem Paranus Ma'ay, but what does it mean that we were the first to be punished? You want to say the very first sin of Chava, that's not true. The Maestro Klala, that the cursing of Etchil Niskal Nachash, Hashem first punished the snake for doing his sin of convincing Chava. And then only afterwards was Chava, and then only afterwards was Adam. So we see that definitely not a man was not first to be punished over here. Ella, it must be Lamabo, time of Noah, when it says, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got rid of all the people on earth and started out from man to the animal. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that the man was punished first. And it's very interesting. Rav Moshe points out beautifully in the Drash Moshe that he says that Rav Ami's statement is not just stam an observation. He says that Adam really was created last because when you make a fancy party, Rav Moshe says, the Iker guests, he arrives, really when is the party really done? Let's say Shev Rav or something, when the Chas and Kala are there, right? Whenever you're making the party for, the surprise party, it's for the birthday boy. When he's there, that makes that's the two, then the world was created, that Adam was there, that now it's a complete world. You make all the preparations for the person. And so too, that our purpose in the world is for everything, so therefore Hashem destroys the world first when man is sitting seemingly Klal Yisrael. We're on top of that as well, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes the whole world for Klal Yisrael's actions, and also when things are good, also because Klal Yisrael is doing good things. Gemara says, "Bishlam on the mandam are parts of." So now we understand the one who says that is again, it's a figure. Hanu dafse vayitzer, rather with two yuds, train yud, and it's the lashon of there's two yuds, and the two yuds imply that that there's a dual aspect to the way that man was created. El Lamanda Marzana, the one who says it was a tail, what does it mean? Vayetzer, what does it mean that it was created with this extra wood, that it was formed? So my answer is, Kidderbi, Shimon ben Pazi, Demar Shimon ben Pazi, Olo Miyotzer, this double yod is from this double lashon, that he's saying that woe is to me for my yetzer hara, because my yetzer hara suffers when I don't listen to it and I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oila mi yitzri is woe to me to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kilu, that to my Creator, the one who made me, meaning I'm going to be punished if I do give in to my yetzer hara. So they're always constantly fighting one to the other. So the yotzer and yetzer are both lashon of these extra yods. That's what's being indicated by this vayetzer. Markatina's bish lama lamanda almar parts of, I understand the one who says that it's a figure, I know see if Zafarakiva Baruch, because Baruch created the man and female together, implies that they were both figures were created at the same time. Manda Zama, the one who says there was a tail, my Zafarakiva Baruch, doesn't mean that Gosh Baruch created the male and female. Sounds like woman was created only afterwards. And where it says, look at the Riyabah, this is the Riyabah, the Riyabah, Rami has a steer in the Psukim. Ksiv, Zachar, Nakev, Baram, it says that the male and female of Kosh Baruch created them. Ksiv, it would tell them, Elohim, Baram, so that God created him. It sounds like only Adam Arishan, but still also Machshav Alibla Shnayim. It was originally that Akash Baruch wanted to create two human beings, both a male and a female. So the Relach had only made them as one, and he had them come together. So we see over here that that's what's going on, according to the one who says a Zana. Bishlam, the number of parts of Mark continues. Now, I understand the one who says that it's a figure. The Pasuk says, Akash Baruch filled flesh in its place after removing Adam's back and giving it to Chava. That's his lashon. So Gemara says Elamanda Marzana, but according to one who says that it's a tail, my vayiskar basar tachten was lashon. Hakadosh Baruch Hu filled its flesh in its place. What does this mean? The Gemara says Amar Rav Zira Timur Rav Yirmiyah Timur Rav Nachmar Yitzchak Lanetzchak Lamakom Chasach is only needed for the Hakadosh Baruch Hu to create a surgery. So he had to do an opening for the surgery. So this opening was done to remove the tail. That's where the lashon over here, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu to fill it in with some of that area where you had to cut off the tail, needed some skin to be put back in there. The Gemara continues, Bishlam, Manor Zanav, the one who understands, the Pasuk says, Vayivein, the lashon of Vayivein Hashem built. So that was from man to woman. The tail was removed, and now I understand you have to build it into a body. The Manor were parts of, the one who said it's a figure, what is this lashon of Vayivein? What Hashem built? It was already built before. It was the figure of Chava had already been built. The Gemara says, "Clear, Rishim and Manasseh, Darshim, Rishim and Manasseh, even the Shalom Kima Satzela, that Gosh Baruch Hu had built the side. Melamed Shekliya Gosh Baruch Hu the Chava Viela the Marishon. Gosh Baruch Hu had braided Chava's hair, brought it to Avin Marishon to make a Shidduch. Shekem Rakliyam Klarayin Lakliyasa Benayasa. The lashon of braided is lashon of Benayasa building. You see that over here. I think that's what we said with Bona. We saw this before that you're going to be Chayav and Bona on Shabbos if you make a braid. But either way, what do we see that the building is referring to Chava." Davar Achar, I think that's also right. Some verses about Veiskelan and Binyan. Binyan over there, I think, is referred to Chava. A woman called Binyan. Davar Achar, Veiven Hashem Lakim, Veiven Amar of Chesta, Veiven of the Mosti. So tell them, Met Shabana, Gosh Baruch Hu, Lechava, Kibinyan, that you make it like a building, turn it on to like someone now. Kibinyan Otsar, as a storehouse. Ma Otsar, Zerach of the Mala Katsu, the Mata, just like a storehouse is wide at the bottom and narrow at the top. Give the Kaaba some papers in order to store it properly. Rashi says that you want to make sure you don't put too much pressure on the wall so the two doesn't break. So a woman also, she's made wider at the bottom and narrow at the top, in order to give birth to children. One of the beautiful things that Gosh Baruch Hu created, that she'd be able to have children. Gosh Baruch Hu was the attendant for Adam Arishon. We know that there's a whole concept, Baba Basra talks about this at length. The Shoshvanis is taking care of the wedding preparations. The good friends is taking care of the wedding preparations. Halachic concepts over there. That if I do it for you, you have to do it back for me. Halachically, it could force you to do it based in. Either way, so here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowered himself to be the shamish for the wedding. So we see, if you want to be attendant at a wedding and take care of, be the gabbai at the wedding, take care of everything, don't worry, that is good. You're doing a mitzvah, and even if you think it's beneath your dignity, it's okay. Now the Gemara continues, and where says, parts of, but the one who says that it's a figure, Haimenau, Sagi Berisha, who walked in first? Was it Adam Rechava who was first? The Gemara says, Amar Nachman, Reyitzlak, Mistavra, the Zachar, Sagi Berisha. It's the Pasha is going to see that the male went first. Desanya, why? Because Lo Yelef Adam Achore Isha. Adam went first because of Bederef, Afilu Ishtel. That a man should not walk behind a woman in the street, even if it's your wife, you should not walk behind her, because we're afraid you're going to gaze at her, Rashi says, and therefore we do not want you looking at her. That's the reason that it's usher. Nizdaman al Geshef, what happened to be on a bridge? We should pass her walking on the sides. Someone passed the woman while she's walking through the water, she's lifting up her skirt in an appropriate way, so then you're specifically looking at her makom that's exposed, Rashi says, and we come to this nus, and therefore you're in lo chelek le'olam haba, a very chamur thing. Tanur Rabbanan, someone who counts money in front of a woman in order to stare at her hand, from his hand to her hand, b'shvil shistakim, in order to stare at her, gaze at her, afilu dama l'moshe ben ishkil terum b'sinai, lo yinakim medina shalpelk megehenim. Person will not be free to judge mehenim, v'akasiv omer yad liyad liyinakim ra, hand to hand person will not be free from evil, inakim medina shalpelk not free from gehenim. We see over here somewhere it is, histaklus b'nashim is not an appropriate thing, even if it is, whatever, you try to be avoided as best as possible. Histaklus b'nashim, staring at a woman, even if she's not married, let's say, it's still an issue. Our women are all needles, and for sure it's an erva, and we still have an issue for that as well. Should we try to be avoided, if possible? Amar of Nachman Menach Amaretz. We see that Menach was an Amaretz. He was ignorant because he violated this. Menach went behind his wife. Seemingly, he did something that was improper. So since he didn't know this din over here, seemingly he was an Amaretz. So Gemara says Maskev from Nachman Menach. So, okay, maybe Manoach, you can make this argument. El Ma'ata, though, Gabi Elkanah, the Tzavel Elkanah, and we know that Elkanah actually points out, the Lashon, it says that Isha Elokim by him. He was a Navi, he was a very holy man, so he wouldn't have made this mistake, and yet it says Lashon that he went, he followed his wife. Hachanami, I'm going to say also over here that he was not Ma'aretz, and also Elisha, the Talmud Muvak, the main student of Eliyahu, a Navi, you're going to argue with him. Elisha went after the Isha Nushunamis over there. So seemingly, we see that he went after, and you're telling me that they didn't know this halacha. Hachanami, so too, he didn't know the halacha. And what does it mean, rather? Ella acharei dvera veitza. So rather, it meant that they went to their advice. They listened. All these three cases, it means that they were listening to the wives, that or the woman that were talking to them. Hachanami, acharei dvera veitza. So too, over here, that means they were going afterwards. Manoach was not an Amaretz. He did not violate any din. So the Gemara says, Amar of Ashi, ulamai da Amar of Nachman, Manoach Amaretzaya. So that which Rav Nachman says, that Manoach was in fact an ignorant person, because he walked behind a woman, afilu bei rav nami lokar, he doesn't even know the pasuk. The pasuk says that v'etakam Rivka v'naro se'av to kavnat malim v'tachana achrei ha'ish, that Rivka knew to go behind Eliezer and not go in front of him because she knew this halacha. V'lo lifnei ha'ish, she didn't go in front of him because she knew. So we see even from the psukim that Rivka was machmir on this halacha. So the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yochanan achrei ari v'lo achrei isha. That you should be careful to go behind the lion, but don't go behind a woman, a married woman. Again, Rashi says over here, you have to be very careful not to walk behind her because we're afraid you're going to be mistakel. I'll just give a nice mice that happened to Shlomo Zelman once, that he was going on a bus, and there were women on the bus, and he saw a yeshiva bacher cut the line to go on, and then he paid, but he saw him cut the line to go onto the bus. So when Shlomo Zelman later, after waiting on the line, goes onto the bus, so he sat there next to yeshiva bacher, and calmly in the Musar way, he said, why did he cut the line? It's a little bit of a Chilul Hashem. So the Yeshiva Bacher said, quoted this Gemara, Achrei Ish, Achrei Arivelo, Achrei Isha, you should go behind the line, you don't go behind a woman. This is halacha. This is actually quoted Shulchan Aruch. This is real halacha. So Shlomo Zalman said, you're right, but who told you have to take a bus? Why don't you walk to wherever you needed to go? It's Harif Musar. And he was telling him that, you're right, this is halacha Shulchan Aruch, but don't start doing a Chilul Hashem and doing something like that. You want to find another way to not buy the halacha, wait for the next bus, or wait to go after, but don't be so frum and look like and make a Chilul Hashem embarrassing other people, and also looking bad for yourself. Like, cutting other people is not an appropriate thing to be doing. But either way, this is halacha according to Shulchan Aruch. There are those who are makel, if it's more than Dalat Amos, that you could walk also in Bizman HaZeh, or so many women are Shlomo Zalman as a Terem, because at the end of the day, it used to be Rav Shlomo Zalman, right? The women were more tzenua, they didn't walk out of the house. Now there's more women walking the streets than men. So he says, if you walk by one woman and you try to pass her, you're going to go in front of another woman. So again, there's a Terem. But the Iker Din should try to be kept. If a person can, he's walking by a woman, he can avoid it to walk on the sides and walk in front of them without being disrespectful, then obviously that is ideal. Achrei Isha v'lo achrei avodas kachavim. Behind a woman, not behind Avodah Zarah, afraid that you're going to be drawn to follow the Avodah Zarah. Don't listen to Avodah Zarah. Don't do that. So, Achrei Avodas Kochavim, Velo Achrei Pesach Knesset, B'Shash Mispalim. Behind Avodah Zarah, not behind Shul when they're davening, because when you daven, this was the famous, we had the Machlokas, Rashi told us about this. Earlier, in the very beginning of Masechta Brachos over there, we discussed, because you're facing a different way. It looks like you're Mispalim, Shtei Rishios. That was the way that the Rashi tells us seemingly that. Because Rashi explained seemingly what the Machlokas they were arguing about is whether an Aron faces not east. Do you face the Aron? Do you face the east? The whole Shiloh. But either way, if you're facing the way that Siwar doesn't face, it looks like you're praying to a different God, Chas V'Shalom, and that's why it's so bad. And then it's just pointed out Harif Musa that to go to a shul and to talk is even worse than that. That's even worse. And then looking like you're davening too. Hey, that's, you don't believe in Hashem. How could it be if you felt like Hashem is there? You could talk in the middle of your davening. I in the parsha here, I'm in this right. I just gave this shkacha again this past week. I spoke about this inyan about talking in shul. But either way, I think a lot is to be said about how we are. Should have the proper decorum in shul. Either way, continuing the Mara now, the Mara says, "V'yamar b'yamar b'yamar Lazar kol osin Hashem shay Adam arishon b'nidoy." All those years that Adam was in nidoy, Hashem was punished him and he put him away. Right? The nidoy is when you're punished and they curse you, they should die, things like that, because you violated certain dinim. Because I'll do that to you. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, put him in the ban for eating the Eitz Hadas, holy Ruchin, Mashidim Alilin. So that led birth to all these bad spirits, the demons, all these bad things. Shenemar, Vayechi Adam Sloshim Vayashana, Vayole B'tmuso Ketzom, after 100, is he able to give birth? Says the Gemara. He was giving birth, but to weird things, weird, strange things, not actual himself. So meaning things like demons and bad spirits. So the Gemara says, "Meisvei v'bekasha though, Hayomer Omer Adam Rishon Yachasid Gadol LaKevet Shemashin Nekes Meisal Yado Adam Rishon was a big tzaddik that after he realized." And Hashem was made a gzera that he's going to die. Yashem b'taynis me'av shoshana. He was fasting for 130 years. Appears when Yishem me'av shoshana, and he didn't have a relationship with his wife for 130 years. Ve'lazeri zarzei to aid him of b'sura me'av shoshana, and he also put on these branches of skin. He had uncomfortable branches. So for 130 years. So I'm explaining that this is the idea because those are the three sins that he did. That he listened to Chava, so he didn't have relations with her, in other relations, and he had tainus because he ate something forbidden, and also the thing that he actually ate was tainim, according to the man of Umbra. The tainim was he ate, so that's what these things correspond to. Interesting. Gemara answers, well, so what do I mean? The statement meant that there's the zera that it involuntarily came out, and by accident, that is what we're referring to. That's a big thing, big Kabbalah, that the zera a person has not the makom mitzvah will lead to bad shadim and chaz v'shalom. So Gemara continues, the pretty famous Rashi and Chumash quotes this idea by Nalach, so that you should only say partial praise of a person and not full praise. Rashi explains because you don't want to look like you're doing chanifus, you don't look like you're just flattering him and not being legit with him, and then he'll come to expect something from him. I just thought the partial reason, I don't say it's Rashi, but I always assumed that the reason was because you don't want to have him have gaiva, that he shouldn't have any holiness. You only say partial things in front of him, and the rest that you really have to say about him, you'll say only partial, I'm sure, but that's what's not given by other explanations. This Rashi here is interesting, the lashon is chanufa. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "So where is that from?" Mikdash Shivcha b'fanav d'chsev kios charis yisadek l'fanav b'darazeh. By Noach it says, "I saw you were righteous in mind in this generation." It implies that he's a tzaddik. However, kulo shabavar was kulo d'chsev l'Noach said is tamim. Yeah, the lashon of tamim b'darazeh that he was perfect in his generation. So we see that this lashon of tamim was not mentioned to Noach directly to not have this chanifa, as Rashi says. Mark continues. Ve'amar b'yamar b'elazar my d'chsev v'nei alezayis tarpefia that you have an olive leaf. There's another statement of him not related to the actual statement, but what Rabbi Lazar had said. So he says that what does it mean that the dove had plucked that olive leaf in its mouth? So it says Gemara, what does this mean? What's the message? Those who say Parak Shira say this when the Yonah says this. Ribbono Shel Olam, you mezonas emurim kizayis besurim biyadecha v'ayim musukin v'ashadim biyaser adam. The food should be bitter as an olive, but I want it from you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, rather than depend on other people. We know that the dove was getting all of his food from Noach, yet he'd rather have this olive leaf. He preferred this olive leaf from Kadosh Baruch Hu that he got from Hashem directly than relying on Noach. We see how important it is to rely on Hashem and not on other people. Siv, hafa, tarif, it says over here, tarif, which is plucked, tzivasim, trained for lechem chuki, so you feed my portion of bread, lashon over here, v'hachifene is derived from tarif, can be meant as food. We're talking about the dove again, was symbolizing that he wanted food from Hashem and not from human beings. The Gemara continues another statement between Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, Rabbi Amar, Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, Kol Baish, Nishman B'divrei Torah, B'Layla, Shuvinu Nechrav, Shenemar V'lo, Amar, Ayah, Elohai, Osei, Nosin, Zmiros, B'Layla. That any words of what Torah said at night time is not going to be destroyed because the Pasuk says, where Kadosh Baruch Hu says, those who sing give song at night, that's a reference to Torah, is song, and this song over here is a person who learns the Shir of Torah at night time, he's going to be saved from his house for getting destroyed. When the Rambam writes, the Iker's man of learning is nighttime. He writes, one who has should not want to have Keser Torah, should not have any sleep, he should have sleepless nights every night, he should be learning the Iker time of the Talmud Torah. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this idea, is that is by nighttime. And Bittul Torah is more punishable by nighttime than it is by daytime. That's the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Also, there's an idea of, okay, fine, we'll go back to it. Mark Dinus, Yamar Biyamar Ben Lazar, Miyam Shachar, Beis HaMikdash, Dayal HaOlam, Shishtamash B'Shtei Osios. From the time that Beis HaMikdash was was destroyed, it's enough for the world to use two letters in Emin and Ka. Now everyone is going to use Lashon of Ka, of Ka, but Yod Ke instead of Yod Ke Vav Ke. We know Yod Ke Vav Ke was said even in the Shem special name in the Beis Hamikdash. Shem Mefurish was mentioned after the Beis Hamikdash destroyed. Everyone's only using these two letter names because Shem is missing Kilu the other two, and we mentioned this name. Gemara continues. Once Babel was cursed, the neighbors were also cursed. They were affected badly by it. The Jews were in Shomron. When they were cursed, the neighbors were blessed. The Gemara says, what does this mean? By Babel, it says that the people are going to be the state of wild birds and pools of water. The wild animals are going to come there. And Babel turn into neighboring areas. Shomron is going to turn into a heap of fields. Karen, a place where we planted vineyards after the destruction, Shomron is going to become fertile. That's because Klai Yisrael sinned. So once they're removed, it's going to be good. We'll continue one more. When it comes to a person, a king, a person sent to death by the king, they're going to put a piece of wood so he can't curse the king. So in order they can't curse the king. Adam, the Kosh silent, doesn't express against a person who actually was Nida Lamisa is not going to speak. Shnemar Lechad Dimya. Pasuk says, you silence and praise the law. Or Elash Shemesh Sabeach Shemar Tehila. It says, Lechad Dimya Sehila. You're praising Hashem Baruch Hu when the way that you know that Hashem was right afterwards in Chayav Misa. Velo, Or Elash Shadom Elo Ki'ilu Makriv Korban Shnemar Lechay Shem Neder. This dying person is going to be as if he's offering a Korban. Pasuk says, you're going to be fulfilling your vow. So meaning that it's not going to be like Midas Basar Adam. He's praising Hashem Baruch Hu from him even in order that he should have Olam Haba. That's why some of the tshuva vidu right before a person dies. That's the very beginning over here. Okay, we'll pick up a mitzvah Hashem for Hainu Damar of Yeshua ben Levi tomorrow.